Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gregory Copley of Defense and Foreign Affairs. China has entered the picture of the Ukraine crisis question mark by making remarks supportive of Vladimir Putin's position that his Russian Federation believes it is threatened by NATO. His Russian Federation believes that it is at risk, especially in the Donbass, of being attacked by Ukraine. China has supported that remark, but at the same time, China is running an Olympics without people. In the pandemic, we saw no people at the Tokyo Olympics, but this time, no people and no protests and a massive surveillance apparatus in place. Gregory, Xi Jinping is running for an unprecedented third term as General Secretary of the CCP. At the same time, his economy is flagging, has huge holes opening in it, especially about property, but also about agriculture, food security. Is this the high water mark of the CCP, or is that what we're witnessing in this Olympics in Beijing?
I wouldn't say it's the high water mark of the CCP. I would say it's the last chance that they have to show credibility as a global power. What we're going to see after the Beijing Olympics, and it's critical to Xi that they appear to be successful, they're already blaming, if you like, the financial and social failure of the Olympics on COVID. So they say, well, look, we didn't expect people to come, but we showed that we could stage a very beautiful and successful Winter Olympics. And so we are still a great power. We're probably the only people, the only big power in the world that could have done this. So, yes, it's a big success. Reality is, of course, they knew it would be a disaster financially and in terms of any other form of propaganda. But that will sustain Xi Jinping until the October 20th Party Congress, when he'll almost certainly be reelected to that third term, that unprecedented third term as General Secretary. And that would put him on a par with Mao and with Deng Xiaoping as the great thought leaders of the CCP and the great communist leaders. Now, he is still in trouble because the economy has gone, and he's aware of that. And he, in fact, is helping to deliberately move beyond the Deng Xiaoping experiment with market economics. In fact, that's important to him for a number of reasons. Xi Jinping is a great admirer of Mao Zedong and styles himself as the second Mao, and he hates Deng Xiaoping, and he credits Deng Xiaoping as having unleashed market economics, which made a lot of Chinese people very rich, but that's not necessarily the name of the game. The name of the game for him and for the CCP is control of the Chinese people and the Chinese mainland, and that's what he is aiming for now. This is why, even before the Olympics, they've moved into draconian crackdowns on the free movement of civilians in the PRC. We've seen it all done in the name of COVID control, but in fact, it's about suppressing any thought of individual movement, individual expression in the PRC. The crackdown in Xi'an, which is, of course, Xi Jinping's hometown and former capital of China, just recently we saw that they had a supposed crackdown on to get zero COVID. They locked everybody in their apartments for some weeks, there were no reported COVID deaths as a result, really. But we're hearing reports that 240,000 citizens of Xi'an died in that period, largely because they were just locked in their homes, literally locked in their homes, and unable to get food. So you see the lengths to which Xi will go to suppress any discussion of or thought of criticism, free movement, and the like. So that's going to worsen after the October re-election at the Party Congress. He will get re-elected. He'll still face internal opposition, but not from the people or from the capitalists or from the large amounts of money which were sloshing around China. He'll still face some opposition from the camp of Jiang Zemin, the former president, and so the Jiang camp will basically still oppose him, but they don't have the power to overthrow him. So yes, they can maybe curb his powers a little bit, but he'll be in power. He'll face some nagging internal opposition, but he will have suppressed all public opposition because of the extent, the incredible scientifically based monitoring of people and the ability to stop the free movement of people by curbing any use of money, because everything is now electronic and they can turn people's lives on or off at will.
The immediate term is the support of Russia and the Russia's opinion that is under assault by NATO. We just have a minute, Gregory. Does that help Xi Jinping? Is that necessary for him to get involved? In the old days, maybe 10 years ago, China would have kept quiet.
And they're still relatively quiet, and there's still some dissent there. And a lot of that dissent was exemplified by the Kazakhstan revolt in the beginning, the first week of January, which Beijing offered to assist in supporting Kazakhstan, was rejected, and that became a victory for Moscow. So what we're seeing is if you like, a great rift between Moscow and Beijing reemerging, as it does, you know, periodically. It's never completely healed, but Xi can't afford to open that wound any further. That's why he is speaking in support of Moscow right now, because yes, we must appear to put on this united front against the West, but I'll get back to that later, is his view.
Gregory Copley is the editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. We've moved across the map of Africa, where the coups are now repeating themselves in faster and faster cycles, and where it appears that the French forces that have been supporting civilization and culture and the capital governments these last years are leaving. And what's left behind is chaos and the Islamists and the Russians in West Africa. In the Horn of Africa, there appears to be stability, but Gregory Copley will keep us informed. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.